In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.
In today's Gospel reading, we hear the story of our Lord Jesus Christ raising Lazarus from the dead. This is a famous story. We all know what happened, how the Lord came and he healed the hearts of all of those who were in pain because of the death of Lazarus. But as we read in the Gospel, it says that there was a certain man who was sick, Lazarus of Bethany. And the two sisters of Lazarus sent to him saying, "Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick. Behold, he whom you love is sick." So there was already a love connection that was established between the Lord and Lazarus and his family. But the Gospel goes on to say, "Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that he was sick, he stayed two more days in the place where he was." And it would seem very strange when we read this that the Lord would purposely stay two more days after hearing of the sickness of one of his beloved people. Although the scripture clearly states that the Lord loved Lazarus and his sisters, so why did the Lord stay two more days waiting before he went to see them and to visit them? What was Lazarus thinking as Jesus purposely delayed in his coming to see him and to heal him? How long do you think that he was anxious for this visit and for this coming of the Lord to his house to visit him and to heal him? And I wonder, as Lazarus was dying, what he was thinking. That he must have thought that the Lord has forgotten him, even though he sent to him, even though he loves him, but he never came, and perhaps he has forgotten him. David the prophet spoke about this issue in one of his Psalms, in Psalm 13, saying, "How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me?" As David the prophet foresaw this problem that we all have in our life, whenever we fall into some kind of temptation, whenever we fall into some kind of sorrows, we feel that these days are very long, and we anxiously wait for the coming of the Lord to help us in our troubles. David was very anxious for the coming of the Lord, that he says in one of his Psalms, "Make haste, O Lord, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Come quickly, Lord. It is difficult for me to wait when I'm in trouble." He also said, "But I am poor and needy. Make haste to me, O God. You are my help and my deliverer, O God. Do not delay." Do not delay because the days of sorrow are long, because each moment is long when I'm in trouble. Do not delay because I need your help now. David asked the Lord, "How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me?" At the time when he was writing these Psalms, he was thinking about King Saul, who was chasing him and trying to take his life. He started to dwell on the problem, as we read in 1 Samuel, and David said in his heart, "Now I shall perish someday by the hand of Saul." In his heart, there was no escape. In his heart, there was no solution. And so he began to agonize, and he began to feel that the Lord has left him, that the Lord has forgotten him. If a person keeps on dwelling on the problem, he can fall into this problem of hopelessness. He can begin to feel that there is no solution, that there is no way out. He begins to feel very small inside, and he thinks that he will perish anyway. It doesn't matter what he can or cannot do, the Lord has forgotten him. But we know that this is not true. We know that there's a reason for everything. Why did God allow this temptation to befall David? So that he may gain the blessing of this temptation, so that he may gain the blessing and the glory of the people when he comes out conquering. Why did the Lord allow this temptation today to happen to Lazarus, that he was sick, but the Lord did not come to heal him in the time that Lazarus thought was proper, so that Lazarus can gain the blessing not only of just being healed from sickness, but being resurrected from the dead after 4 days, becoming a very strong witness to the power of God, becoming one of the people who can go about preaching with great power about the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we ask the question, does God forget us? David asked that question, how long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? Is it possible that God forgets his beloved children? The answer is no. God never forgets his children. But among our pains and sorrows, we may rebuke God and ask him, why did you forget me? Where are you, Lord? Why are you far away from me? In the Paradise of the Fathers, we have a story about Saint Anthony the Great. At one time, the demons appeared to Saint Anthony, and they decided that they will get rid of him. And so they started to beat him severely to the point that he was about to die. And at the end of this temptation, when he was about to die, he cried out to the Lord, and he asked God to help him. And as soon as he cried out to the Lord appeared to him and dispersed the enemy away from him. And Saint Anthony began to ask the Lord, why did you forget me? Why were you away from me? And the Lord answered him, and he said, I would never forgot you. I was never away from you. I was always here waiting for you to call upon me, but you never called upon me. So many times it is us who do not call upon the Lord. Many times it is us who forget the Lord, and then we try to rebuke him for forgetting us. God never forgets his children, but at the time of trouble, sometimes we forget him. Sometimes we rebuke him. David said in Psalm 42, I will say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with a breaking of my bones, my enemies reproached me, while they say to me all day long, where is your God? Actually, this is the enemy speaking to us, telling us, where is your God? When we begin to think, Lord, where are you? Lord, you have forgotten me. This is coming in our ears being whispered from the enemy, who's trying to make us believe that the Lord has forgotten us. But the Lord responds, and he says, for the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, now I will arise, says the Lord. The Lord never forgets, and he will arise to help us. We ask the Lord that he would never forget us, but it's important for us not to forget him, to remember him in our time of trouble, to remember him whenever we need him. So God never forgets us. Isaiah the prophet comforts us in his prophecy, and he says, but Zion said, the Lord has forsaken me, and my Lord has forgotten me. Can a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion on the son of her womb? Surely they may forget, yet I will not forget you. See, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands. Isaiah is telling us that even if a woman forgets his nursing child, which is very difficult to comprehend that a woman would forget her nursing child, but even if that happens, the Lord will never forget us. How can he forget someone who he has inscribed on the palm of his hand, was before his face the whole time? The Lord also tells us in the Gospel of St. Luke, are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 copper coins, and not one of them is forgotten before God? But the very hairs of your head are numbered. Do not fear, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows. God never forgets us. God always has us before his eyes. The important thing is that we do not feel that he has forgotten us, because this feeling can be very painful. The important thing to remember is that we do not forget the Lord. But David also said in the psalm, how long will you hide your face from me? So the question now is, does the Lord sometimes hide his face from us? And the answer is yes, sometimes the Lord may hide his face from us. Sometimes the grace of God may leave us for a small period of time. Sometimes the Lord may be angry at us. And so he may hide his face from us in order to discipline us, in order to teach us, in order to make us better. Like a mother who's trying to teach her son how to walk, or like a father who's trying to teach his son how to swim. They let go of their hand and they let them walk on their own, and they hide their face from them. They want them to have confidence. They want them to learn how to be on their own. But if that child cries out because he's about to fall, the father is right there to hold his hand and to bring him to safety. And this is the same way that the Lord sometimes deals with us. He hides his face from us to teach us, to discipline us, to make us understand some points. But he's always there to hold us if we start falling. Isaiah also says, "For a mere moment I have forsaken you, but with great mercies I will gather you. With a little wrath I hide my face from you for a moment, but with everlasting kindness I will have mercy on you, says the Lord your Redeemer." So the Lord may, for a mere moment, hide his face from us, perhaps in a moment of wrath, perhaps in a moment of discipline, perhaps for teaching, but he will always be there and will always have mercy on us. Sometimes also God may hide his face because of the sins of the people, especially people who worship him outwardly. They don't have a relationship with him. They just have the figure of a worshiper, but they don't have the spirit of the worshiper. And Isaiah also says in his prophecy that the Lord spoke saying, "When you spread out your hands, I will hide my eyes from you. Even though you make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood." So when we stand to pray, and our hands are full of blood, in other words, we have not repented from our sins, we have not put away the evil from among us, then the Lord hides his face from us, and he does not wish to hear us pray, because now we are in a state of hypocrisy. Now we're in a state where we stand before the Lord in the image of holiness, but within our heart we have not put away the sin, we have not repented for what we have done. So if we feel that God has forgotten us, if we feel that perhaps God is not hearing our prayers, perhaps we need to look within ourselves and to put away the evil from among us so that he may be with us. St. Augustine said, "Lord, you were with me, but because of the love of my desires, I was not with you." The Lord is always with us, but sometimes we are the ones who hide from him. We are the ones who hide our face from us. When did God hide his face? Or rather, the question is, when did man hide his face from God? In the very beginning, when sin entered into man, when man sinned in the paradise, he's the one who began to hide behind the trees. And it was God who went to look for him and to ask about him and to visit him. But it was man who hid himself from the Lord. It is we who hide ourselves from God. It is we who hide ourselves because of our sins. So, in today's message, we want to understand why the Lord delayed in his coming to Lazarus. He did not delay because he did not wish to save him, but rather perhaps that there was something that he wanted to teach all of us. He wanted to teach us that we should wait for the Lord, that he will still come even if he delays. We understand that the time of sorrow may be long, and if we lose hope, this will be a big problem. We need not to dwell on the problem, but we need to dwell on the solution. We need to understand the blessing behind the temptation. We need to contemplate on God and allow him to solve our problems. As David has said, "Cast your burden on the Lord, and he shall sustain you." God never forgets us. It is sometimes we who forget him. He may hide his face from us to teach us, to discipline us, but he never forgets us. We need to have hope and rejoice, as David did in the same psalm after he asked God, "How long will you forget me?" At the end of the psalm, he praises God and he said, "But I have trusted in your mercy. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me." And glory be to God forever. Amen.